Millions of individuals require highly specialized care, accessible education, and clear pathways to equal opportunity. But delivering that consistent support to every corner of a massive nation presents a staggering logistical challenge. Voluntary organizations and local NGOs often fill this gap. They operate as the front line, teams with the deep community trust and specific, localized expertise required to actually reach people on the ground. These groups possess the drive to construct ambitious, necessary projects right where they are needed most, including early intervention centers for children, dedicated special schools, and halfway homes for ongoing rehabilitation. Yet localized expertise and a strong operational vision hit a hard wall fast. You cannot sustain a specialized care facility on intent alone. Surviving requires serious, continuous capital. The barrier to entry is defined by heavy, unavoidable overhead. We're talking about the steep cost of specialized medical equipment, ongoing facility rent, and the salaries of highly trained educators and therapists. Without a massive external financial engine to shoulder those costs, these organizations are grounded, leaving their grassroots expertise trapped as unrealized potential. To bridge that precise capital gap, the national government created the Deen Dayal Disabled Rehabilitation Scheme, or DDRS. It operates as a flagship initiative under the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities within the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. The core design of the scheme relies on a specific division of labor. The central government supplies targeted grant and aid, empowering those local voluntary organizations to execute the actual hands-on care. Accessing these vital funds requires navigating a strict three-step pipeline. Step one begins with the NGO submitting a comprehensive project proposal online through a dedicated national portal. To enter the system, the organization must provide hard proof of legitimacy, starting with their official, active registration certificate. Audited bank statements and utilization certificates provide the empirical proof that the organization is financially healthy and capable of managing public funds. This documentation acts as a strict first-line screen, ensuring only organizations with a proven operational history move forward to the ground inspection. Step 2 introduces the State Social Welfare Department, which serves as the essential second checkpoint in the pipeline. Their mandate is to step out of the office and physically evaluate the organization, inspecting the proposed projects directly on the ground. If the local reality matches the paperwork, this physical inspection results in an official state government recommendation, which is then sent straight up the chain to the central authority. This physical verification is the exact mechanism ensuring that abstract central funds are only ever deployed to functioning, highly capable local operations. In the final administrative step, the central ministry reviews and actively verifies those incoming state recommendations. Once approved, the sanctioning of the grant and aid triggers the allocation. The capital is transferred directly from the central government into the local organization's account, completely bypassing any intermediary layers. This strict pipeline builds a highly secure, accountable flow of capital, routing federal strength right to the grassroots level. The direct injection of capital stabilizes the organization's balance sheet. Those heavy, previously insurmountable overhead costs, the steep facility rent, the specialized equipment, and the salaries for expert educators are definitively neutralized. Financial theory becomes concrete, physical outcomes. Halfway homes open their doors to patients, early intervention centers power on their lights, and vocational training programs begin enrolling students. The ultimate success of the DDRS is removing the daily burden of financial survival. Local organizations are suddenly free to focus their energy on delivering specialized rehabilitation. This three-step pipeline converts central funding into active local services, placing specialized care and vocational training within reach of communities across the country.